Today begins a three-part series on running. The first one is about the beginning runner, the 5K-er. The second will be about the intermediate runner, the 10K-er. And the third will be about the advanced runner, the marathoner. Running has many health benefits, from losing weight to decreasing stress. For many of you, it starts off as a love-hate relationship, because you love what it does for you, but the motivation to hit the streets is hard to come by sometimes. As a beginner, it can be a little scary out there at first. You're not sure what people will think if they see you running. Do you look awkward while running? And how will you ever be able to even just run around the block without feeling like you need a tank of oxygen? When you begin your running adventure, it's important to create a schedule that will ease you into it and build your confidence along with limiting the possibility of injury. Always consult your physician for medical clearance before you start a running program. Many people jump into running without a plan, and in many cases, injure themselves, to only become frustrated and stop running, and not feel the enjoyment of running. Once you have made the commitment, make sure you have the proper shoes, because without proper shoes, this can cause injury and setbacks. There are many running stores that will help you with the proper shoe for your running style. You've consulted your physician, found the right shoes, and now it's time to go. Not quite. You need to know that you're not just going to walk out the front door and attempt a 10-mile run. You first need to have a game plan in place to help you become that marathoner. It's important before you head out that you are properly hydrated and you have warmed your body up with at least 5 minutes of walking and some dynamic stretching too. So now that you have properly hydrated your body and warmed it up, it's time to start your running program that you have planned to do. Here is a sample 4-week beginner program. During the first week, do a 3-minute walk, jog for 1 minute, and repeat 5 times. Complete this 2 to 3 times for the first week. Week 2 will consist of a 2-minute walk and 1-minute run. Repeat this 7 times and complete 3 times during the week. In week 3, start with a 1-minute walk and 2-minute run. Repeat 7 times and complete 3 times during the week. In week 4, you'll continue to walk for 1 minute, but increase the run to 3 minutes. Repeat 6 times and complete 3 to 4 times during the week. Well, congratulations. You completed your first run and you feel great. One last thing to remember, the cool down. End with a steady walk to lower your heart rate and to make sure there's a good amount of oxygen flowing through your veins to help your muscles recover. Along with the cool down walk, make sure to stretch your core muscles too. So, you finished your first running program. Your shoes feel great when you run, and your mind is clear and you're ready for the world. You now have no problems going out on the road worrying about what people think or if you'll need that oxygen tank. You might even have a few friends that are interested in starting to run too. Go ahead and sign up for that 5K race that you thought would be impossible to do. Who knows, after a few 5Ks, you might be ready to train and become a 10K-er. For KSCR, this is Colin Johnson.